Joining us live over the phone is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
Doing great, Duke. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you taking some time with us on a monthly basis to update us on things happening within the city of Kemmer. And, you know, our topic today on the morning show has been power plants. So why don't we start there? Give us the very latest on what you are aware of as far as the knot in power. And I know that you've been part of some of the conversations and meetings that have been taking place.
Yes, actually, and there is, I don't know if I mentioned this on a previous radio station or show, but there is actually an interested buyer for the power plant that has already submitted a proposal to PacifiCorp and Rocky Mountain Power about retrofitting the power plant using coal gasification technology, which turns the coal into syngas, and then also being able to capture that CO2 and take advantage of the ability to get carbon tax credits for that. The CO2 is actually a very good byproduct in some uses. In the case of this proposal, the idea is to take the CO2 via rail to the Permian Basin, which is in Texas, where all those oil fields are, to do enhanced oil recovery to get some more production out of those wells. And so there's an opportunity here. We're hoping that PacifiCorp takes advantage of. It's obviously going to help us have an opportunity to keep those power plants going.
How good does it look? Is any way of telling what the future of this offer may be?
I think one of the challenges is how it's perceived by PacifiCorp's customers. I think there's a new way of thinking on this, one of the ideas that has been put forth is coal-fired power, basically being able to capture and keep it cleaner with the capturing the CO2, can be more appealing to the environmental groups out there, especially considering what this might do. One of the options here is, one of the things that's on the IRP for Rocky Mountain Power is water power, or hydropower, they call it. So one of the ideas behind this is a lot of those, there are problems with the environment when it comes to the hydropower, because it can cause problems to the fisheries or the recreation areas. It can cause problems for irrigation and flood control. And there's a lot of actually fish kill when you're talking about a hydro plant on the Columbia River system, for example. Some of those juvenile salmon fish passing through the turbines get killed as they're going through that. So if they don't have to turn on those turbines, of course, they can still use the reservoirs, of course. But if they could turn those off and instead use coal-fired power, that might be an opportunity to have some more conservation-minded activities to help save the salmon, as it were. So
we're with Brian Muir this morning, Kemmer City Administrator. Appreciate those updates, Brian. Anything else in regards to the power plant, not in power, that you wanted to mention this morning?
Yeah, actually, we've got another part of our power plant strategy is to find, obviously this isn't the only potential buyer of the power plants. We're hoping that there may be others come forth if this one doesn't work out. But, you know, one of the things we just helped finish up was our diversification study. Global Location Strategies has finished the study that's trying to help us retain as well as expand and diversify our economy. On the retention side of things, part of the plan is to try to sell the power plant. And we actually had a meeting recently where we had the study that was completed by Global Location Strategies given to another firm that's going to carry that study forward, which is Angelo Economics. And so we're working with them and trying to discuss strategies not only for someone to buy the power plant, but also to bring in manufacturing, like light manufacturing, that can take advantage of our mineral wealth here, our coal assets. And we actually went around with Angelo Economics, and they're out of Austin, Texas, and tried to identify some sites where we could have a light manufacturing industrial yards and have a number of different companies. Hopefully with 25 to 35 employees for different acreages and to get started and trying to diversify our economy as well. So,
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, joining us this morning. And, you know, we've talked about this diversification study in the past and the positive impact it could potentially have for the community. So where are we at timeline on this? Obviously still in a lot of the research stages, but it sounds like things are really progressing forward.
Yeah, they are progressing. The challenge that we have on the industrial side, is the first thing we need to find. We need to find the right property to be able to have an industrial site on, and so that we can have like a marquee and say we're open for business. But the challenge is trying to find electric and gas and access to rail and making sure it's not in a floodplain, make sure it's flat. And there's also a need for water, of course. There's a lot of things, and we have a lot of hills around here, so and mountains, and so it's a little harder to find those kind of sites. But I think we're going to find one, and that's the first step. And then starting to identify leads. We've already put together some leads, people who have already expressed interest, and then also Angelo Economics is going to try to find some leads on their own. Hopefully, about at least 10 different companies that may be able to come to Kemmer here and do business.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Let's switch gears a little here, Brian. And in the past we've talked about JCPenney and the Mother Store, and I wanted to see if there's anything new on that. I don't know if you have seen the MSN article that was posted yesterday, and the headline reads JCPenney reaches tentative rescue deal averting liquidation. This is still pretty new, so I don't know if this means anything for the Mother Store in Kemmer, or if there's any changes anticipated there.
I haven't seen that study. I'm glad you brought it up. I saw one about a week or two ago that said things were still being talked about. I think it could mean a good thing for Kemmer if that is the case, if that's going to come to fruition. I think my understanding is once all of that's been settled, it could be like at least a couple of months before we know what's going to happen to the JCPenney Mother Store. So obviously I'm going to go check out that article, Duke. Thanks for letting me know about it. So,
absolutely.
I did want to mention something else about our downtown while we're talking about JCPenney.
Absolutely.
That I haven't brought up before. Things seem to be going our way a little bit here, and we're really grateful. A company called Downtown Redevelopment Services actually was able to get a USDA grant through the Wyoming Business Council to help us revitalize our downtown. And so they're actually coming to town September 22nd to the 24th to survey businesses, our city council and elected leaders and citizens, and get input on what we want to do to help revitalize our downtown. So this is an encouraging thing that we're working on as well, and hopefully if citizens can look on our Facebook page and stuff, they'll see the survey up there, and we'd love them to take it. So,
wow, that's exciting. That should be really good. So so the citizens are encouraged to take that survey, and it's just on the City of Kemmer's Facebook page?
Yes, and it's also on the there's another community page as well where it should be posted as well. So,
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, as always, appreciate your time. Anything else that we missed today?
We're just really happy the way our community has worked together through the storms and stuff that have happened here, trying to clean it up, and people chipping in, helping each other out with trees that have fallen. And our city staff has done a good job. Our city crews have tried to help clean up things as best as we can in the short amount of time that we have to do so.
Yeah,
and we're also putting, by the way, another project. We're working; things are moving here in our downtown triangle. We're working on replacing some, putting some cement, new cement down there. Our council and mayor have gone ahead and approved that, and we're excited to have a new look for the Triangle area with the new street there and also the new sidewalk, and all ready for Oyster Ridge next year. So and Fossil Fest. So next year is going to be, we're looking forward to both of those events being in the nicer kind of the setting. So.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.